Conseco has tried to push the date farther back. It can't back up its notice, so it's trying to move the operative date forward. And there's a couple of problems with that. Mainly, it uses legally incorrect definitions of several terms that the district court construed. What I would like to do, if it pleases the court, is first address the calculation of a due date in the context of a flexible premium policy, then address some of the incorrect use of the terms in Conseco's argument, and then hit on the